Hi, this is Marlon Sanders, and welcome to How to Fill Out Your Profit Planner and Have a Great, Incredible, Fantastic First 7 Days with It, then make steady, steady, steady progress, increase in profits, increase in sales, increase in customer value, and increase in income week by week and month by month. My purpose today in the training is not only to get you off to a fast start, but to show you how to use the planner and make it the most single most important tool that you have in your business, the single most important tool you have in your life, and the one thing that's going to get you on track, keep you on track, take you where you want to go. Nobody's ever had a tool like this before. You've never seen something like this before. You made an extremely good decision to get this. I could not be more excited about today's training. Shut off the phone, shut down the cell, close the door, get everybody out of the room, zero in, focus in, and right now, we're going to take your planner, we're going to fill it out, and we're going to make it happen. Let's go ahead and jump right in. What if there were only two things that you needed to focus on, and by focusing on them, you would make progress every week, week after week, and day after day? If every week and every day you knew exactly what your plan was and you only needed 5 minutes a day to focus in on that plan. Well, that's what we're doing today, and it's going to change your business, change your focus, change what you do with your planner, change how you run your business, eliminate noise, eliminate distractions, free up your mind, free up your energy, get you on track, keep you on track. The secret behind the planner is N times V, which is mass times velocity. You're going to want to remember this, mass times velocity, because that formula right there, that equation is going to change your life along with other things that I reveal today in this presentation. Mass equals your dollar customer value. In other words, over 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days, how much do customers spend with you? The velocity equals your number of new customers that you're bringing in. So for example, in the last 30 days, how many new customers did you get? How much did they spend with you? Then in the past 3 months, on an average of the past 3 months, on average, how much did your customers spend with you on average each month in a 30-day period of time? And how many new customers are you getting on average? Did you get on average in the past 3 months? Now, you may not have any customers. You may not have any spending. We're going to talk about what to do if you're starting from scratch. I understand you may be starting from scratch. And you may not have any customers. You may not have any dollar value, but you may. So either way, it's good because we're going to cover both of those scenarios today so you can relax, enjoy it, and you're going to be well taken care of. Now, here is our overall goal or our overall objective. This right here would be our money machine. On the left side of the money machine, you have dollars and time spent. Understand that time is really dollars because every hour that you spend has a dollar value to you. And therefore, if you spend 10 hours on something and your time's worth $50 an hour, you spent $500. So all time is translated into dollars. So on the left side of the formula, the left side of the equation, we have you spend dollars and time. On the right side over here, we get out money. We get out dollars over here on the right side. This is our money machine, and we have a very clear and simple goal. We want to put $1 into our money machine over here on the left side. A dollar spent on ads, a dollar of our time invested, a dollar of an outsourcer's time. We want to get $2 out over here on the right side of the equation. So we've got a dollar in and $2 out. Now that's going to become extremely clear to you in the day's presentation as we go along. What that means, how you do it, how you keep track of it, how you make it happen. So this is going to be a very eye-opening presentation. Would you agree with me that if you could just put a dollar in and get $2 out, and you could do that over and over and over again, and you knew that you could do it with certainty, that you would be able to predict your income, that you could ignore a lot of the other noise and problems and distractions and emails and offers, because you have a money formula. You know that you have a machine, and when you put a buck into the machine, $2 come out, and it's really just a very trivial matter then. all of a sudden it's not all this complex thing, all this overwhelm, all this confusion. All of a sudden you realize, hey, I just got a machine here. I put a buck in of time or money and $2 come out. Now this month, how many times do I want to put a buck in and get $2 out? This week, how many times do I want to put a buck in and get $2 out? Would you agree with me that that changes everything? Would you agree with me that that allows you then to eliminate a lot of noise, a lot of distraction, a lot of things, because you know and you have a predictable income? You know that if you put a buck in, you get $2 out, and you're able to predict your future income by knowing if I put this much in, I'm going to get this much out. So would you agree with me that this can be a potentially life-changing experience for you, business-changing and mindset-changing? If so, let's go ahead then and move on. In my advanced trainings, I teach a process called PDCA, Plan, Do, Check, Act. Now, I didn't invent this. It's originally Deming and the Japanese and everyone, but it's a very powerful process. So here we have a plan. The plan is how we're going to put $1 in and get out $2. So we have this plan at the beginning of the month. Next, we're going to do our plan. So we have a plan. Now we're going to actually do or implement this plan. Then at the end of the month, we're going to check and see, did we get closer to our goal of putting a buck in and getting $2 out? If we did, great. If we're already there, we scale it up and expand it, and life is good. If not, we check and see, and then we make a new plan. We adjust it. We say, okay, I'm closer to the goal. I'm closer, but I'm not there yet. So this is what I'm going to do this month. We adjust it and we stick it into our plan for the month again. So it's plan, do, check, act. Very simple process. But if you do this week after week, month after month, it's going to be business changing for you. If we were to look at it in terms of the planner, the plan that we create to put a buck in, what we're going to do this month to get closer to the ultimate goal of putting a buck in and getting $2 out, that's our top 10 list for the month. So the plan is the top 10 list for the month. Now, our do, what we're going to do to make that happen, that's our top 10 list for the week, right? And then it's also our daily profit schedule, which I'll be showing you. You already have in your planner. Then our check is, at the end of the month, we do a check. We have our analyzer page, some other pages. I'll show you how you check up at the end of the month. And then we have our adjust, which is our monthly review also. So we got plan, do, check out. What I'm saying is, as I'll show you, but there's pages in your planner for each one of these processes that make plan, do, check, act happen. You don't have to think about it. All you have to do is go through the planner, follow the instructions you're getting today, and this magical circle is going to be happening for you every month, and it's going to allow you a feedback loop that just keeps growing and growing and growing, increasing and increasing and increasing. What we're doing here is making a game out of beating your weekly and your monthly numbers. Would you agree with me that business becomes a lot more fun, marketing becomes a lot more fun if it's a game? If you see it as a game and not this serious thing, and you know, it's like playing. Now, I don't play the video games like Xbox and stuff, but maybe you do, maybe you don't. But it's kind of like playing those games and you get up to the next level. Well, it's really the same thing. If you just view your marketing as a game, then it makes it a lot more fun. So you reframe your online marketing as a game you play just to beat your own score. Every week, you're just trying to beat your score. Every month, you're trying to beat your score. Now, why are we doing this? What gets tracked increases. It's just a fact. The reason, one of the big things that makes the planner work is it's just a fact. Wouldn't you agree with me that if you don't track something, you're not likely to increase it? And would you agree with me that if you track it, you're likely to increase it? I mean, just by tracking it, this is literally true, just by graphing something or tracking it or writing it down, which kind of signals to your subconscious mind that it's very important because you're writing it on paper. You're writing on something that costs you money, not some digital thing that has, quote, no value, right? By writing this down on something that costs you money and has value to you, and you start tracking it, what you track is going to increase. So you're going to brainstorm every day how to do it, and you'll find your answers. Every day you're going to be working on this, focusing on it, brainstorming on it, and the answers are going to come to you. I'm not going to say it's the law of attraction, but it's the closest thing to the law of attraction you may ever experience, because it's almost magical that when you put your reticular activating system, this thing inside your brain, on notice, all of a sudden it begins to alert you to information that helps you accomplish the goal. That was the whole point of Maxwell Maltz, or one of the main points of Maxwell Maltz, way back in a great old-time book called Psycho-Cybernetics. So, if every single week you have focus on getting more new customers that week than the average of the prior weeks and making your customers worth more than your existing average, and you do that with laser-like focus and intensity, is there any way you cannot increase your number of new customers and their value? Think you'll agree with me, at least you're going to be very probable and very likely to do it if you just keep focusing on it. Now, here's the tool that we're using this. We've got our top 10 planning list here. We have our daily profit plan here. And then we have our magic number increaser. And these are the tools that get it done and allow you to focus in 5 minutes a day. So let's dig in and actually put this into real steps and have you fill out your planner during this training. You're going to actually fill out your planner during this training. So step one, set your dollar goal for the month. You may want to write that down. Step one is set your dollar goal for the month. Now, right here on the magic number increaser page, you're going to see this box. So this is Marlon's magic number increaser page. You're going to see that in your planner. And here you're going to see your total dollars for the week, your goal, your three-month average, and your total for the month. So this is where you're going to write your goal. This is where you're going to write your goal, right? Now, you probably want to write two goals here, one for the week and one for your month. You probably want to write $2 goals there. So you got your goal for the month. You divide it, most months you divide that by four, and that gives you your goal for the week, obviously, right? Then over here, you got your three-month average. So you simply take your dollar of sales for 3 months, divide it by three, and that's your average number of dollars of sales per month. We do that to even out or average out fluctuations, right? And then you go back at the end of the month and you write in what were your actual dollar of sales for the month. Here it is blown up a little bit bigger so you can be sure to see it. You got your total dollars for the week. That's your total dollar sold. You got your 3 month average. That's your dollar sales for 3 months divided by three. Then you got your total for the month. That's your total dollar sales you actually have for your month. So I want you to go ahead right now, use your planner and go to this section of your planner right now. You'll find it right there, right? And let's set your goal now. What have been your total dollars of sales over the last 3 months divided by three? If you don't know, go hunt it down, look it up. Or if you have a pretty good idea, you can guess, but it's best to use the actual numbers. And again, if you don't have any numbers, hey, it's all right. It's okay. Everybody begins somewhere. We're going to cover what to do if you don't have any numbers yet. But if you do have numbers, set a goal to increase that, something realistic, maybe just 10%. If you're starting out and you're brand new at this, a 10% or a 20% increase is fantastic. 10% is great. Here's an example. If you've averaged $2,000, then a 15% increase would be $2,300, which is a $300 increase or bump over what you've been doing. And that means that between your number of new customers you get in the next month and how much dollars they're spending, how much they're buying, your customer value, you got to get a $300 bump in this example, right? Now, if you don't have any customers yet and you're brand new at this, you know, we'll cover that scenario here in just a second. Now, if you don't know your average dollars for your month and you don't have time to research it now, then just over here on your top 10 profit planning list, these injections 7, 8, 9, 10 are for miscellaneous things. So if you don't know what your 3 month average customer value is, then just write it in here on one of these injections to find out. Right over here, you know, write in, find out my 3 month, you know, sales average, right? Just write it in there and then you can work on it later. Now, As I promised, if you have a $0 average, I'm not leaving you out. Your first goal for the month would be one sale. Before you get two sales, what do you got to have? You got to have one sale. Then one per week. The next goal is after you get one sale, then the next goal is one sale per week or four per month. Then your next goal is two per week, three per week, and so forth. So let's go ahead and have you fill in that portion of your planner. If you know your three-month average, go ahead and fill it out. Now, if you don't know, add it to your injections list. If you're just starting out, then your goal for the month is one sale. Never had a sale, your goal is one sale. And your dollar amount is just what you think you can get that sale for. $7, $10, $20, $30. I'd keep it under 50 if you're starting out. But you know, that really depends on what you're selling. If you're selling boats, obviously that's ridiculous. Depends on what you're selling, who you're selling to, and so forth. You got to do something. You got to adjust this to what makes sense for you and your business. Okay, step number two, you'll want to write this down. Step number two is to get your three-month average of your number of new customers and your dollar value for the month. So again, we operate off of averages because we like to even things out. Because you may have had a real high month. Last month may have been a real high month. It's stupid to set a goal to beat that month, that this month, because it just may not be realistic. You want to average out your last 3 months, both for the number of new customers and your dollar value per month. So you've got two numbers that you need to find out, right? For each month of the last 3 months, how many new customers did you get? You might just want to go ahead and write in each one of the 3 months here. So month one, month two, month three, right? You write your, let's say you got 7 new customers here, 25 here, and 8 here, right? Then down here, you see how much they spent. You know, you put your dollars here, and your dollars here. That way, you're going to be able then to take the total of these and divide by 3, your total divided by 3, and that gives you your monthly average. And your total here, right? This is actually a number up here. Sorry about that. Your total number up here divided by 3, and then your dollars divided by 3. I'm having to write with my mouse, so if that looks a little funky, that's why. I've alluded to this earlier, but we work from averages. And the reason we work from averages is because it evens out your highs and lows, and I like to use three-month averages. Now, here's an example, and we're working with two figures, your number of new customers and the dollars per customer. And so you work this out in your goal, what's your combination going to be. So let's say you want to increase your sales this month over and above your three-month average. So say maybe your three-month average has been $10,000. And your goal this month is a 20% increase, so it's $12,000. That's a $2,000 increase. You say, man, how am I going to get a $2,000 increase this month? Well, 42 sales times 47 would be $2,000. Or it could be 4 sales of a $500 offer, one-time offer, you know, autoresponder offer, webinar pitch offer. You know, you can run those numbers yourself and say, okay, you know, this is how much I want to increase my sales this month. What am I going to do in terms of my number of new customers and how much I sell to reach that goal, right? Your 30-day customer value. Let's talk about how you calculate that, because you hear me refer to customer value, 7-day, 30-day, 90-day, and I just want you to be 100% crystal clear as we're moving forward on how you calculate your 30-day customer value. So you take your total dollar of sales divided by your number of new customers, that equals your customer value, right? So if this month you had, you know, $1,000 in sales, 10 new customers, you had $100 customer value, right? Or you had $1,000 in sales and 50 new customers, you had a $20 customer value. The next thing is to understand how you figure out your average customer value over 3 months. So you take your dollar of sales for 3 months divided by your number of new customers for 3 months, and you divide it by 3. I know this is basic math, but I want you to be 100% crystal clear on this. So let's just say, as an example, you had $10,000 in sales total for the past 3 months total, and you had 100 new customers total over the past 3 months. You would take $10,000 divided by 100, and then you'd divide that by 3. So $10,000 divided by 100 is $100. You divide that by 3 for 3 months, and that means your customer value is $33.33 average. Now, can you see how this is completely and totally different than what everybody else does on goal setting? Nobody's teaching this. Nobody does this. And this is going to be very powerful for you. This is real basic math, but it's going to be really powerful for you. Now, what about your three-month average customer value? What about your three-month average of new customers? We already did your customer value. Three-month average of new customers. So you're going to take your total number of new customers for 3 months divided by 3. And that gives it to you. So 100 new customers total for 3 months divided by 3 for 3 months equals 33 average new customers per month. So that's how you get your 3 month average of new customers. Now, what are your averages? What are your average number of new customers over the past 3 months and your average dollar value? Go ahead and figure this out now. And if it's going to take time to dig up the numbers, then you can go ahead and add it to your injections list, you know, that you need to do this. But if you can get the numbers now, stop the video now, go hunt them down, figure it out, and then you can write that in your planner. And this is where you're going to write it in. Here is where you write your number of first-time new customers. This is number of first-time new customers. We got visitors, opt-ins, and customers or buyers right here. So here is where you write in your three-month average. Then here's your goal for the week. And then here's what you actually do on your week for your number of new customers. This is where I want you to figure it out and then write it into your planner right there. Then for your dollar customer value, over here is where we're going to record that. This is on Marlin's Magic Number Increaser page. And here you've got your 7-day customer value, your 30-day average customer value, and your 90-day average customer value. So the one that you probably are going to use is your 30-day customer value. So you take your last 90 days, divide by 3, and that gives you your 30-day customer value. To figure out your 90-day average, you would actually get your dollars over 3 times 9 is 180. 180 days divided by 3. And then you put that average in here. And again, our game is every week and every month, we want to be plussing these numbers. We want to increase these numbers. It's a game. It's a game with yourself. Can you beat your numbers your prior week, prior month? It's a game, right? So I want you to calculate your 730 and 90-day average customer value. To do your average 7-day value, 3 times 7 is 21. So you take your dollars over the past 21 days, you divide that by 3, and then that's going to give you your 7-day average customer value. Now you're going to see why this is huge, why this is so incredibly important and valuable to you. It's going to change your life, change your business, change your future, change your year, change your month, change your week in a minute. First, I want you to be crystal clear just on how you calculate the figures and where you're going to write them in your planner. So in your planner, figure out your 730, 90-day values and write them in right there. And again, if it's going to take you time to dig that up, then you're going to write that in as an injection. So let's go ahead and fill these in now. Your number of new customers, 3-month average. Your dollar customer value, 3-month average. And again, if you don't know, it's a new injection. And that this is where you put that right here, where you got these injections. 7, 8, 9, 10, those are miscellaneous injections. Your first three injections up here are for increasing your, what you're going to do this month to increase your number, and this week to increase your number of first-time customers. The next three injections are what you're going to do to increase your 30, 60, 90-day customer value. Injections 7, 8, 9, 10 are for those miscellaneous things that you need to do. Could be about outsourcing, accounting, number, anything, right? But in this case, if you don't know your average number of new customers, your customer value, then write that in right there as an injection for the month. And then you'll add your activities for the week. We'll cover how to do that here in a minute. But go ahead and write, if you don't know, and it's going to take time to research it, write it in here. If you do know, then go ahead and figure it out right now and insert it into your planner there and over here. So number of first-time customers here. Dollar value per customer, 730, 90-day averages here. Fill those in, and then if you got to look it up, add an injection. We've been going 25 minutes and 42 seconds, and would you agree with me? You've already learned more and done more in terms of really doing something that's going to change your life, change your business, change your marketing, change your future than you've probably done on any other course you bought in recent freaking history, maybe ever. And we're only on step two. Now we go to step three. Set your goal. Set your goal for your number of new customers and your dollar values for the month. So write this down. Step three, set your goal. We're going to set a goal to increase our number of new customers and our dollar value for the month. See, we focus on the increase. And this is a critical thing that you understand on your goal setting. You focus on the increase. So as an example, let's say your current income from your internet marketing activities is $2,000 a month. Now, it may be zero, and again, we'll cover zero in a minute. It may be a buck. That's okay. Whatever it is, though, we're going to focus on increasing it. So, you know, it's easy to increase zero. One is an increase. $1 is an increase over a zero. It's easy, right? Okay, but let's say your current income is $2,000 a month. Your goal is a 15% increase like we discussed earlier, or $2,300. That is a difference of $300. So what is your income goal this month? And again, you're looking maybe at a 10% increase. You're not, if you just increase 10% every month, that's 120% in a year. That's double. That's huge. That's massive, right? That's massive because that compounds. And it's just huge. So a 10% increase is huge. A 5% increase is fine. But as this example, I'm going to use a 15% increase, of which is $300. Now, the next thing that you do is you turn that dollar figure that you just came up with. I want you to do this right now. What percent do you want to increase your income this next month? What percent is it? Right? What percent is it? And then how much is that as a dollar figure? How much is that as a dollar figure? I suggest you use 10%. An increase of 10%. Get that dollar figure. Now we're going to turn that dollar figure into numbers. So here's an example. We did this earlier, but we're going to break it down now and have you actually do this. $300 equals 20 new customers, or could equal 20 new customers times $15. We did this exercise earlier. $300 could be three new customers times $100 each. $300 could be six new customers times $47, which in the info product business is a very nice price point. That price point varies depending on what you sell. If you sell coaching, that may be a lot higher. You know, you may not sell anything for $300 if you're selling coaching, you know. So these numbers have got to be adjusted to your business, right? But that's why you get to decide. The combination of the number of new customers and the dollar amount to reach your goal. $300 could be 42 sales times $7. It could be one $300 one-time offer. You know, after they buy one product, you have a special offer there for something else. Like, did you want fries with that burger? It could be $300 one of those, or a webinar sale. You get them on a webinar and sell them, right? Now let's do a $2,000 example. $2,000 could be 20 new customers times $100. Could be 285 customers at $7, 42 customers at $47, or four customers on a $500 OTO or webinar pitch. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to look at, to meet my dollars that I want to increase, probably a 10% increase this month, how many new customers do I need to get and how much do they need to buy over and above what you're already doing in your business. That's why you do a three-month average. You got to have a stable baseline that you're increasing, right? You got to start out with a stable three-month average. Now we're going to increase it. Okay, now, how do you increase your customer value? You know, you say, Marlon, this is all well and good, but what is it I'm going to do to get those additional sales, right? Well, let's just break it down and look at what you, some examples of what you could do, okay? I want this to be very practical so you can actually write injections into your planner, right? Okay, let's just look at an example that you need to get six new customers for the month at $47. That's roughly two new customers per week. You break it down per week. So I want you to do this. You're going to take your dollar goal, you're going to turn it into your number of new customers and the number of sales. Then you're going to break that down into this week. You divide usually by four. Some months have 5 weeks in them, so you divide it by five. Usually it's 4 weeks in a month, right? So in this case, we need six new customers of the month, $47. That means this week we need two new customers. Then you just ask yourself a question. You just ask yourself the question. How could you make two extra sales this week? What could you do this week to make two extra sales? Now it's your turn. What is your current three-month average income? What is your goal for the month, and what is the difference? If you haven't done it already, and you may have already done it, but if you have not done this already, go ahead, stop the video, do it right now if you have the numbers, or if you don't, write it as an injection in your planner to do it, right? But it's your turn. What is your current three-month average income? What is your goal for the month? And again, I'm recommending a 10% increase, but it depends on you. You may want a 20% or a 30%. That depends on you. You can set whatever goal you want. It's your business. It's your goal, right? I'm just suggesting 10%. What's the dollar difference? So fill in the difference. We got our number of new customers, our dollars. So here's how this works. Again, we use example of, $300, and you say, okay, to get there, maybe it's 1,000, or maybe it's 2,000, maybe it's 5,000, I don't know. How many new customers do you need to get to make up that difference? And how much dollars do they need to spend? So if you need, your goal is to have a $1,000 increase on the month, how many new customers are you going to get to make up that $1,000? And what is your goal as far as how much each customer spends? Is it 10 customers at $100 each? 20 customers at $50 each? So go ahead and write this down right now. What is your three-month average income? What's your goal for this month's income? How much in terms of dollars is that over what you've been averaging for the past 3 months? Then, in order to reach that dollar amount, extra additional dollars over and above what you've been averaging, how many new customers do you need and how much do you need them to spend? Now, you're going to fill this into your planner right here. Go to your planner, and this is, again, Marlon's Magic Number Increaser. Here's your three-month average that you put in, and then what we've been discussing right now goes right here. Your goal for the week. This is what you're going to fill in. You're going to fill in right here your goal for the week. Then at the end of the week, you fill in your actual. But your number of first-time customers, write your number of new customers goal for the week right here. All right, we're moving along and we're making progress. Can you believe it? All right. The next step four, you'll want to write this down. Step four is figure out your activities to increase your number of new customers and your dollar value for the month. Now you know the number of new customers you need on the month and the dollars they need to buy, and you can break that down to the number of new customers this week and the dollars you need them to spend this week. We'll talk about that in a second. But you know I need, 20 new customers this month and I need them to spend $50 each. Now you got to figure out your plan. How are you going to do it? Remember, plan, do, check out. How are you going to do it? Well, here are some activities that could bump your CV, your customer value, the dollars they spend in the month. You could add, these are just some examples or ideas. And you can brainstorm your own. But you could add three emails to your autoresponder sequence. You know, your AWeber, your GetResponse, your One Shopping Cart, your Infusionsoft, whatever you got for an autoresponder. you could add a $3 bump on your upsell, your one-time offers, right? Or you could add an OTO if you don't have an OTO. If you only got one OTO, you could add a second OTO. Or if you got two, you could add a third one. Or if you have OTOs, offers, but you don't have any downsells that are like half off, you know, leave out the bonuses, decrease. So maybe they don't want to buy it for $100, the OTO. So you say, how about 50, but you don't get the bonuses, right? Something like that. That's called a downsell. You could add a trial on the download page. So they go to download your product or access the product. Maybe you add a banner. They're offering a free trial of something that then turns into recurring billing or however you want to do it, but add something to your download page that could make you that amount of money. Now, let's look at your daily customer value. Because what I want you to do is to break this down to an actual daily number so you have something very, very specific to focus on. I'm going to give you an example of this and we'll kind of work through it here. Let's say that for the month, this is for the month, you need to increase your average customer value $5. So right now, the average customer is spending $30 and you want to increase that to $35 in order to meet your goal. So you got $5 divided by 4 weeks in the month equals $1.25 per week that you need to increase your customer value in order to reach the goal of $5 for the month. Now you got $1.25 that you need to increase this week. The next 7 days, next week, in the next 7 days, let's say you need to increase your customer value $1.25. You divide that by 6 days, I'll assume you take a day off. Now maybe that's 5 days, maybe you're only working 3 days. You divide it by whatever you're working. But if you divide it by six, that would be an increase of 20 cents a day. Do you see how that works? And wouldn't you agree with me, this is 100 million times more powerful, more specific, more practical than what everyone else is teaching. Oh, yeah, here's how to make $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 this month. You got no idea what to do today to meet that goal. Now you're distracted by all the noise, all the emails, all the junk, all the distractions because you don't have anything specific you can focus on. Now, let's say that you want to make $1.25 this week, but instead of working 6 days a week, you're only working 5 days a week. We'll take Saturday and Sunday off or whatever days you want to take off. You only got to work 5 days a week. That's fine. That's 25 cents a day that you need to increase your customer value. Now, when you're doing your 5-minute daily planning or your weekly injections, you're going to say, how am I going to increase my customer value 25 cents today? Isn't that an incredibly powerful and realistic, achievable, and practical goal? That even if you're new, instead of saying, how am I going to make $10,000 this month, it's, how am I going to increase my customer value a quarter, 25 cents today? What could I do today to increase my customer value 25 cents? This is totally, completely opposite of how most people do goals. Wouldn't you agree with me on that? Wouldn't you agree this is a game changer? This is a mind-changing shift that's extremely powerful. So now it's your turn. Let's try it out. Maybe you don't agree with that. I don't know. Hopefully you do. But let's try it out. Let's just test this out. What is your current customer value? And again, if you don't know, you got to add it to your top 10 list of injections. What is your customer value goal now for the month? Just like I showed you, using the difference, how much additional money do you need to generate? And what's the number of customers, the dollar value? Now, on that dollar value, let's say it's 25 cents a day, $1.25 for the week. What are three ways that you can increase it that much? If it's $5 for the month, what are three ways that you can increase it to $5 over the next 30 days? Then divide that out to your week and to your day. So here is where you put your injections for your customer value. See these first three injections here? These are what you're going to do on the month. Here's for the month, and then here's for the week. Right? Because you set your goals for the month here, and then each week you figure out, here's what I'm going to do for this week. You know, and I'll show you how that plan takes out, but you take the month and then you translate it into an activity for the week. But we've got three activities here to increase our number of first-time customers for the month. Now we have three here to increase our 30, 60, or 90-day customer value and to reach our monthly goal, right? So you're going to come say, I need to increase my customer value $5 this month. Here are three things that I can do this month that I believe, I predict. This is a prediction. You're just predicting. It may or may not work, but you're learning to predict. Do it. See if it works or not. Make a new prediction, right? You know, plan, do, check, act. Plan, do, check, adjust. If it doesn't work, you adjust it. All right. Okay. So here's where you write in three things you can do to increase your customer value this month by whatever dollar amount you decided you want to achieve. So it's $5. Here are three things I could do, I'm going to do this month that could increase my customer value $5. What I want you to do is, this is not about theory, this is about action. This is about taking your planner and then getting it ready, getting your 30 days plan and getting into, springing into incredible action in the next 7 days and having a fantastic, powerful, energy charged 7 days. So write your three activities on your planner right here that you could do to increase your customer value by however much you need to increase it in order to reach your goal for the month that you set, the 10% increase or whatever percentage increase you've set for the month. What are the three activities you could do? And just write those in where it says key objective for the month. Write 1, 2, 3. So it's injections 4, 5, 6. 1 in line 4. 1 for injection 5, 1 for injection 6. Write those down now. And if you don't know, guess. I know you may not know, but if you did know, what would you think you might do? Write that in. That's where you start. You start somewhere. You got to get, most people don't get anything wrong. They don't do anything, and that's what's wrong. So you got to get going. Our next step is the activities to bump our number of new customers. Because remember, to reach our additional customer value for our additional total dollars for the month, we got to have a certain number of new customers and they got to spend so much money with us, because that's all we got. We get new customers and they spend money. Get new customers, they spend money. Get new customers, they spend money, right? Now, we're focusing on the new customers and the money they spend because of a secret that's going to take the lid off your business to unlimited growth, unlimited profits, unlimited new customers, and unlimited sales. That's why you're focusing on the number of new customers. We're going to get to that in a minute, so stick with me. First of all, though, activities to bump your number of new customers, What could you do to get new customers in the next 30 days and next week? In the next 7 days, what could you do? Well, here's a few ideas. You could create a $7 report and offer 100% commissions on it. If you can't write, you know, record it and then have it transcribed at speechpad.com or any Odesk or any transcription service, right? Or just write a $7 report or do a video. Could be a $7 video or a series, 5 videos you sell for $7. And you offer 100% commission on them using the Rapid Action Profit script, maybe using JVZoo. I believe there's a service called PayGear. There's a bunch of different services now that allow you to do that kind of thing. Even I think you might be able to do it on Warriors, WSO, Special Offers, or something like that. All right. You could put 3 videos up on YouTube and link in the description over to your Squeeze page or to your blog. Probably your Squeeze page is better. You could start an affiliate program if you don't have one. Again, JVZoo, WSO thing, PayGear, Pay.com. You know, there's all kinds of affiliate programs out there. Rapid Action Profits. Lots of different softwares. iDev Affiliate. There's no lack of software out there to start your own affiliate program. We won't go into that now, but that's one thing that you could do. You could take what already works and just increase it. Do more of it. Systemize it. Expand it. Make it bigger. Do it faster. Do more of it. Right? You could just do that. You could go into your traffic logs of your software, Google Analytics or whatever you use. See who's sending you traffic or what keywords are sending you traffic. And improve, increase, expand, enhance. Make it more powerful. Make it better. Do more of it. You could do that. These are just simple. Maybe you're getting new customers from forum and you could post more there. Or post it additional forums. Find some additional forums, right? Okay. Now, this brings us to the most powerful part of today, of this training. This is what's going to open the door to unlimited new customers, unlimited profits, take the blinders off, open your eyes to a whole new world of sales, a whole new world of profits, a whole new future, and you may not be able to sleep tonight after you learn this. So, are you ready? Because we're going to dive in right now. Focus in, zero out all distractions, and just zero in right now on the buying customer's mindset. So, as we go along, the next probably 10 minutes, I'm going to be opening up the revelation of the buying customer's mindset. Now, I'm going to cover it more in depth in a minute, but just to start going into this new topic, this is about unlimited new customers. It's all about mindset, but you do have to have your numbers down pat. So this is the part of the planner that this buying customer's mindset is going to change. Because instead of, you know, going there and going, well, geez, I don't know what I can do to get new customers this month or to increase my number of new customers. I know you showed me some things, Marlon, but I don't know how to do it. You're going to know how to do it. In the next 10 minutes, you're going to know how to have unlimited new customers. So the examples that I gave of how to get new customers, those are just some examples. Those are things you could do. But this buying customers mindset is what's going to throw open the doors. When you fully get the buying customer mindset, then you're going to come up with three activities or injections for the month that you write here. One, two, three. Injection one, injection two, injection three. You write for the month right here what you're going to do. And then each week you'll write here what you're going to do about that injection this week. Because what happens if you don't do this is you have these three goals for the month. You don't look at them all month. At the end of the month, you look back and you're like, well, I didn't get any of them done. Yep, I intended to do those, wanted to do those, was going to do those. How many times did that happen? I've done that. Everybody's done that. That's why this tool is incredibly valuable, is you take what your injections are for the month, and then you list what you're going to do to put those into reality, into action, into your daily profit plan this week. But this is the area we're talking about. These three injections, injection one, injection two, injection three. These are your number of new customers. So go ahead and write this down. Step five, create injections for the week based on the month. Create injections for the week based on the month. So I've alluded to this, but we're going to spell it out right now. Here's your injections for the month. Three to get new customers, three to increase your customer value, four wild cards. Four wild cards can be whatever you want them to be. You write these down for the month. Then each week, so for next week, for the next 7 days, first you write down what you're going to do for the month. And then you decide, okay, I got 7 days. This next week, this next 7 days. Yeah, that's right. The next 7 days. What are you going to do about, you know, which one of these are you going to work on? You're going to work injection. What are you going to do about injection one? What are you going to do about injection two, three? What are you going to do about four, five, six? In this, now you may not be able to do all of these. Maybe you're just going to focus on these two or three injections. If you're not doing anything on injection three this week, just say, put a line through it. You're not doing anything on that injection this week. Next week you will, but not this week, right? Same thing here. Maybe you're not doing these three injections, so you just put a line here, but this week you're focusing on injections four and five. You write in here, I'm doing this week. But by having to come back each week to your monthly injections, it focuses you 100% on making sure that by the end of the month, your injections are done. And no more of this, well, I intended to, I was going to, I wanted to, but I didn't. I had it in a plan. I had it in my mind. But, you know, stuff came up. Stuff happened. Johnny needed to go to the dentist. I didn't get nothing done. You see, those are just really excuses. Because if you really focus in on this, you're going to get it done. Now, step six, insert your weekly injections into your daily profit plan. Start your weekly injections into your daily profit plan. Now, here's our daily profit plan. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Take whatever days off you want. You may not work some of those days. Hey, that's good. Just don't write anything in on those days. And then at the top, we have our injections, what I call batched, which means grouped by similar actions for speed and efficiency. So at the top, we have creative writing videos. That's anything that you're going to do that's creative. Batch or group those things together. Then research, learning, reading, group those activities together. Same thing, calls, networking, social, group those together. So now you're batching. Your emails are the emails you write for your autoresponder, your broadcast to your list, and so forth. Then we have a column there. This column, the next to the last, is called nitty-gritty. The nitty-gritty column is just the details that don't fit anything else. You know, those like nagging details. Just group all of those together. Batch all those nagging details together, right? So you take your week. So now what you have is, you know, this week, these are my injections right here for this week. Now you take and you write those injections. You insert those injections into your daily profit plan, and you batch the similar actions. You see how this flows from the month, from the goal, to the number of new customers, and the dollar value per customer, to your injections for the month, to your injections for the week, inserted into your daily profit plan, which then becomes your five-minute daily ritual. Is 5 minutes daily ritual is I look here at Monday and I go, okay, I got this creative writing to do. I don't have any research. I got this call, social networking, or I need to write this email. I got this nitty gritty or this, that, or the other. And that's your 5 minute daily ritual. You just look at that. Now you know what you got to do today. Boom. You're 100% crystal clear. No lack of focus, no overwhelm, no confusion. You know how it fits into your monthly goal. You know exactly what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, right? Step 7, and this is the unlimited customers part I promised you within the next 10 minutes we were going to cover it. Well, this is the 10 minutes, right? This is what makes everything start paying off. Buy all the new customers you want. How incredible and powerful and amazing is that? This right here is the key to scale. You want to scale, you want to grow, you want to be bigger, more profitable, put more money in your hip pocket, National Bank, make more sales, make more profits. This is it. Once you know your earnings per click and your 730 and 90-day customer value, which is what I call the magic number. Remember, we're putting a dollar in, $2 out. That's the magic number. And the thing that makes that happen is our customer value. Once you know your EPC, your 730 and 90-day customer value, you can buy all the new customers that you want. Let me just break this down and give you a practical, simple example. Let's say that you know your 90-day customer value is $60. And what I mean by that is this. If you bring in a new customer today that buys your $7 report, video, whatever, widget, you know that over the next 90 days, they're going to spend a total of $60 with you. $60. So you bring them in today, 90 days later, on average, we're talking about the average, that's why we go by averages. Your average customer spends $60 in 90 days. This is just as an example. Assume that. Also assume that your earnings per click is, say, $1 in 7 days, right? That means that you could probably pay out to affiliates or in advertising costs 100% of the buck, because you know in 90 days you're getting $60, right? Or you could spend, and this is the way I personally like to think of this, is you're getting $60 in 90 days. Would you spend $30 to get the 60? Would you spend $30 to get the 60? See, if you could spend $30 today and get back 60 in 30 days, and get back 60 in 30, 60 or 90 days, would you? But let me just ask. We'll just start with this. If you could spend, seriously, right now, if in this next week you could spend $30 and in 60 days you'd have $60 back in your hand, Would you do that? Would you spend $30 over the next week if you knew 60 days from now it'd give you back $60? No doubt about it. No question about it. You spend 30 today, you're going to get back $60 in 30 days. Well, how about $60 in 60 days? Would you spend $30 today to get $60 back in 60 days? Or would you spend $30 today to get back $60 in 90 days? This is why I call this the magic number. It's your number. Your magic number, maybe I'm only willing to wait 30 days. I can't wait 60 days to get my $60 back. Or you may be willing to wait 90 days to get your $60 back. Or you may only be willing to wait 60 days. You may only be willing to wait 30 days. You may only be willing to wait 21 days. It's your magic number, right? But this is what opens the door to unlimited sales and profits. Because what we're doing here at heart is we're spending a buck to get back $2. So that's the real magic number, is spending a buck to get back $2, right? So we got spend a buck, get back two, and we get that back in 30, 60, or 90 days to double our money. So we're putting in a buck, and we're getting back a buck, $2 in 30, 60, or 90 days. And this is our magic number, our magic equation. It's magic. It's simple math. You got to know your 30, 60, or 90-day value, and that's what the planner does. The planner helps you know and predict with certainty, with virtual certainty, as close as you can get to certainty, what those values are, because you're tracking it every week and every month. So you know how much you'll spend, and then you can test it out, and you can grow it steadily. You say, okay, I'm going to spend $30, $50, $100, $200, test this out, and see in 30 days how much money I get back, right? And you can literally forget everything else. You can forget all the noise. You can forget all the endless to-dos. You can forget the endless distractions. It's enormously powerful. You know what? Listen to me. Listen. You only got to focus on one thing. Putting $2 in and getting $2 out. You got a machine. A money machine. Your business, your marketing is your money machine. You got to put a dollar of money or a dollar of your own time into it. Remember, your time is money. Time equals money. It's going to be a dollar of money, but if you ain't got money, say, Martin, I don't have $30 to invest. Fine, you invest $30 of your time. Time is money. But we're going to put a dollar of actual physical money, Bitcoin money, your personal time in, and we're going to get $2 out. Now, you say, Marlon, that's all well and good, but I ain't got any 60-day value. Well, then here's what you do. You say, where are my buyers? Where are my buyers hanging out? What freebie can I offer them that will get them on a list? And if you offer them a freebie and they don't get on your list, either you're not dealing with buyers that really are in pain and really want what you got, or you got to try another freebie. Your freebie didn't attract them, didn't appeal to them. So now you got them on a list. Now you load up daily emails in your autoresponder with a lot of different affiliate offers, or you broadcast them out daily. That's your choice. It can be an autoresponder. You can just do a daily broadcast to your list. Another thing you can do is create your own $7 100% commission offer. Stick it out there. Rapid Action Profits, Paid Gear, WSO Pro, JVZoo, whatever software, is all these softwares you can do that with, whatever your choice is, right? Or you can do 70% commission on $47, right? That's all up to you. But this is how you start when you don't have anything, is you create something. You create it by getting people on a list, making offers, and then you build that list with affiliates. Affiliate offers are doing YouTube videos or doing Facebook ads or doing Bing ads. The possibilities are endless on how you can build your list. You just got to get something a system that works for you, right? Got to do what makes sense in your model. The only magic number, there is no rule other than a dollar in and $2 out. There is no right product price. How much should my OTO be? How much should my initial offer be? What about this? There is no other rule. There is one rule, a buck in and $2 out. That's the only rule that matters. Once you have a dollar in, $2 out, you are home free. You just scale steadily. You don't risk everything on 1 month. That would be crazy. You roll out what we called in direct mail in the old days, rolling out. But you roll out or you scale steadily. Now, what if you're not getting $2 out? You say, Marvin, I have got the dollar in part down pat. I am putting in my dollar a time. I am putting in my dollar of money buying Facebook ads, buying Bing ads. I ain't getting a dollar out. I'm buying solo ads. I ain't getting $2 out. I'm putting a dollar in. I'm not getting $2 out. Well, you can brainstorm ways in your day, 5-minute daily ritual, your monthly planning session to get your $2 out. Then you pick your three best ideas. You add up to your top 10 list for your customer value on your injections list for the month. Then at the end, month's end, you check. Did you get closer to getting your $2 out? If you did, great. Then you say, what else can I do to get even closer to the $2? If it didn't work at all, then you got to try again. Just keep focusing on it. Keep working on it, right? You will get closer, right? Here are a few $2 out ideas. You could add recurring billing in your one-time offer, which is the offer after they make an initial. So they purchase up for $7. Now you offer something for $27 or $47. That's an OTO. But you could also offer them a $10, $20, $47, $97 a month recurring billing, coaching program, mentorship, CD of the month, PLR of the month, whatever, right? You could add that in your OTO or your autoresponder sequence or broadcast emails. You could do webinars selling something for more money, a bigger ticket. You could add 50 emails to your autoresponder offering different affiliate offers, private label rights, your own products, products from your friends on a commission basis. You could make an offer in the first email. 50% of the people open the first email that you send them when they subscribe to an email list. Probably want to make an offer in there or send them to a webinar for a bigger ticket. You could offer a free consult by Skype or by phone and sell them something on there, right? A lot of people do that. You can promote somebody else's big ticket webinar. There's webinarswaps.com where you can find big ticket webinars that already work and they'll pay you a commission on them. Another way to do it, and this is powerful, is just to erase the $1 in. You know, if there's two ways to do it. One of them is to focus on your $2 out. The other way is just to erase the cost of the $1 in. So let's just say as an example. You pay for 100 clicks on Facebook, Bing, Google Ads, wherever, doesn't matter. You know, Bing, one of those will probably be out of business sometime in the future when you're listening. This doesn't matter. It's just the principle. You buy 100 clicks at 30 cents each, you spent $30. Now, they opt in to your list. They go to an offer for a $30 product. If one in 100 person buys the $30 product, a 1% conversion, you just erase your buck cost because your customers are free. The new customers are free. How many new customers will you buy if they are free? So you got $0 in, $1 out. You can scale infinitely. You just got no money in. You erase the $1. Now, how do you erase the dollar? Well, instead of one OTO, you may need to have three OTOs. You may need to have, I know one guy that's doing this, but he has three. He does solo ads. He has three one-time offers and three downsells, six offers total. It's crazy, but it works. You could sell your leads three times, which are called co-registration. I won't go into this now on how you do this, but there are ways to do this where, you know, somebody subscribes to your list and on the next page it says, which of the following, subscribe to other newsletters, and it's got 10 other e-zines they can subscribe to, and they just check off, and they can subscribe to those. And for each one they check off, you get paid. And there's scripts out there that can do that for you, right? Or you may have to hire a programmer to do it, but you can do it. I know people who do it. You can sell ads on your landing page. I've seen people do this on their squeeze page or their landing page. They sell ads around it or on it or banners on it, right? You can sell ads on your thank you page or link to offers on your download page that are high converting offers. You can put, we already discussed this, 50 emails in your autoresponder sequence. You can sell a big ticket. You can do automated webinars. In the bigger picture here, one of the most important things, just remember, it's a game. And each week you try to beat the prior week's earnings per click and the prior week's numbers. So we'll look at that. Step 8 is fill out anything else that helps you focus on what you're doing and makes the game fun. And so here are some examples that help you focus on your earnings per click. So right here, you got your number of first-time visitors. Then you have your three-month average of your first-time visitors, your goal for the week, and your actual. So now this is not buyers. This is visitors right here. And the reason for that is then your visitors give you your earnings per click because you say, okay, I got 1,000 visitors. I made $1,000. So that means they're worth $1 per click. And the reason we're tracking here at the top the earnings per click is, you know, if you're getting $1 per click, then that, and you want to put $1 in and get $2 back, then that tells you, you know, maybe you'll spend 50 cents per click on Facebook or Bing or Google or wherever you're buying your clicks from, right? It lets you know, it lets you gauge your advertising. So I think earnings per click is more. Also, affiliates look at. Affiliates want at least $1 a click, usually, and sometimes more, sometimes more. Then we have our break-even percent. And this, if you're buying ads, if you're spending, say, $100, you get back $100, then your break-even percent was 100. But if you spent $100, you got back 50, your break-even percent was 50 because you spent 100, but you only got 50 bucks back. If you spent 100 and you got 150 bucks back, then your break-even percent, you were 150% of break-even. You're 50% over break-even. So you can use this. Now, you don't have to track earnings per click. The two most important numbers are your number of new customers, how much they're worth. But if you're an advertiser or you're an affiliate marketer, the earnings per click can be real important and real useful to you. Here's another screen, another section of the planner you may or may not want to use. It's more for your advanced marketers. But we were talking about your OTOs and your downsells. And if you want, you can track your three-month average, your goal for the week, and your actual numbers for OTO 1, 2, 3, if you have them. If you only have one OTO, you can track it. If you got three OTOs and three downsells, you could track all of those there. Then we have room to track your three-month average goal and actual numbers for your DL page. That's your download page. So you can actually set a three-month average, a goal for the week, and an actual number for the dollars you're making from your download page. You can do the same for your dollars you're making from your autoresponder emails. And then if you have OTOs, and you may not, if you don't have them, you just ignore this, right? Until you're ready, until you want to add them. If you don't have a download page, you just ignore it. If you don't have autoresponder emails yet, you ignore it till you get them in there. So that's why I'm saying this is for advanced marketers. When you're starting out, you may not have those things. But if you do have them and you find it useful to you and it helps you focus and it's not overwhelming to you, you can use it. If it's overwhelming, you could ignore it for now and just use it later on when it's useful to you. Same thing with this. If you're doing social and you got emails that are going out or you're buying solo ads, you have organic SEO traffic from your blog, you're buying some Facebook ads, and you have affiliates, you may want and find it useful to set goals for those dollars and know what your three-month averages are and try to increase them, make a game of it. That may be too much for you. If it's too much, then it's no problem. You just ignore it, right? You just ignore it until you're ready for it. But there may be a time when you go, wow, I'm going to start filling this out because it's useful to me. What I'm saying is you don't have to use it. It's not critical to the use of the planner. And then this one, if you do daily broadcasts, then this could be real useful to you. This is where you can track your dollars per broadcast, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and your total dollars that you're making from your broadcast emails. That can help you focus on your broadcast emails and be aware of the money you're bringing in from them and make more of a game of it. If it's useful, use it, do it. If it's not useful, then again, you just ignore it like the others. Step 9, and you'll want to write this down, is to do your 5-minute daily ritual. Every day, remind yourself that the only thing that matters is a buck in and $2 out. That's how you avoid getting distracted. That's how you avoid the noise. That's how you avoid just being deluged with everything in the world that you get hit with, right? It's real simple. You have a money machine. Your goal is $1 in and $2 out. Every day, every week, every month, you're going to focus on your money machine, putting a buck in and getting $2 out. And maybe eventually $3 out, but we'll start with a buck in and $2 out, right? So you're going to break your weekly goal into your daily goal, as I've shown you. If you remember, we had a goal for $5 on the week, on the month. We divided that out and it was $1.25 for the week, and we divided that out and it was, I don't remember, 20, 20, 25 cents per day, depending if we were working 5 days a week or 6 days a week. It's 20 or 25 cents a day. So today, how much do you want to increase your customer value, or how many new customers do you need to get today to meet your weekly and your monthly goal? That's your 5 minute a day ritual. What are your batched actions for the day, your group actions for the day? If you're broadcasting, what emails are you putting out? Who are you contacting? This is your 5 minute daily ritual. It's a quick review, reminder that it's all about the money machine, a buck in, $2 out, looking at your injections that you got scheduled for the day, and what you got batched up, and then that tells you today, these are the things that the activities that I need to do, and it keeps you focused on them. Step 10 is our end of the month checkup. At the end of the month, you're going to cross off completed injections. And you had, you know, this injection here, you did it, so you can cross this off. This one here, you did it, you can cross this off. This one, you didn't complete, so you can circle it. This one you cross off, this one you crossed off, and you cross this off, you didn't have any down here. So that lets you have the feeling of completion, and also, again, helps you focus. At the end of the month, you go back, cross off what you did, circle what you didn't, and it helps you keep you focused on your monthly injections. At the end of the month, you're really just asking yourself, are you closer to your goal of a dollar in and $2 out? I mean, you're either closer or you're not. Did you get closer to that magic number this month? If not, why not? Each month, at the end of the month, you do roughly a 30-minute review. You don't want to make this any too big or too arduous, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You know, basically, you're going to look at what stopped you on any injections. If they're injections you didn't complete, you know what stopped you? What can you do next month to finish them? Right? You want to keep this positive. It's not a beat yourself up thing. It's, okay, well, I didn't do this or this, and here's why, and here's what I can do next month to get that one done. What worked well this month? You really want to focus on that. You know, how can you increase the things that worked well for you next month? How can you do more of them, expand them, grow them? What was your dollar per customer for the month? What was your number of new customers for the month? How close did you get to your goal? Keep in mind, you'll have most of the data on the next sheets from what you've added up, you know, in your planner. But these are some review sheets for the month that you may or may not want to use. This one is very useful if you're buying advertising is the purpose of it. Really breaks down everything you need to know, whether you're doing site buys, solo ads, YouTube PPC, Facebook PPC, LinkedIn PPC, Google, and then there's three columns for other. And there's a description there of what each of these costs, what each of these mean. But, you know, you track your cost. How much did it cost you per name or per opt-in? You know, how many people are still active? How many people unsubscribed from your email list? What's your total number of opt-ins from that source? What percent did you retain? In other words, your total number, your number of active, the people still active, divided by the total. Number of sales in 90 days, total dollars in 10 days, total dollars 30, 90 days, dollars per name, percent of break even for each ad source. If you're doing advertising, you may want to fill this out on a monthly basis. Certainly, really, you know, if you're spending money on ads, it's worth the time to go through and fill out most or all of this. But it's there for you. You don't have to use it. Same thing with your profit analyzer by product. You know, for each product you have, if you have time and it's useful to you, you can look at your number of visitors you got, the opt-ins, first-time buyers, the earnings per click. You know, you may have a product there with a really great earning per click you haven't been thinking about or you're not aware of, and you go, wow, maybe I should roll this out to affiliates more, right? You look at your OTOs. You may find you have some products there with OTOs that are crap and not converting. You need to replace those OTOs, right? You look at your 60 and 90-day EPC. If it's really favorable, you may say, wow, you know, I need to ramp up buying some ads on this, or I can pay out more to affiliates, that kind of a thing. Step 11 is you adjust by creating new injections into your top 10 list for the next month. So again, we finished the month, we looked at it, we completed some injections, we didn't, we either got close or completed our number of new customers and the dollar amount. Now you form a new goal for the next month. This month, next month, I'm increasing 10% again, right? Or whatever the number is, 20%, 50%, 40%, 5%, 1%, whatever it is. And, you know, this is the number of new customers I need to get that dollar amount. You know, this is the how much they need to buy. And then, again, we have our your choice injection, 7, 8, 9, 10, for whatever miscellaneous things that you want to put in there. And you go back and you do the whole ritual again. Because we got a money machine, and it's a simple goal. Put a buck in and get $2 out. There are only two things that matter in online marketing. With the Profit Planner, it's the only tool that I know of where you can just focus 5 minutes a day on the only two things that matter. Now, let's just do a quick review of our steps. Step one, set your dollar goal for the month. Step two, get your three-month average of your number of new customers and your dollar value for the month. Step three, set your goal for your number of new customers and your dollar value for the month. Step four, activities to increase your number of new customers and dollar value for the month. Step five, create your injections for the week based on the month. Transfer and say, okay, here's the injection for the month. What am I going to do this week for those injections? Step six, insert your weekly injections into your daily profit plan. Step seven, buy all the new customers that you want to meet your goals for this month and really start focusing on a dollar in, $2 out. Step eight, fill out anything else, those other things that I covered in the planner that help you focus and make a fun game of beating your numbers for the prior week and prior month. Those things are optional. If they're useful to you, use them. If they're not, skip them. Step nine, do your 5-minute daily ritual. Step 10, and again, that is reminding yourself, you know, you're putting a buck in, your goal is to get a $2 out. Here's the number of new customers that you're seeking this week, and here's my number of new customers for the day, or here's my dollar customer value for the week that I need $1.25, and today I need to get 25 cents. How am I going to do it, right? Step 10, end of the month checkup. We just talked about that. Basically, it's what was my number of new customers for the month? What was my dollar value for the month? How close am I to putting a buck into my machine, getting $2 out? If I'm not close enough, how am I going to tweak this machine, improve it, enhance this machine so I can put a buck in and get $2 out and then scale it up? Step 11, adjust by creating new injections into your top 10 list for the next month. Yet I want to remind you that our overall formula is very simple. M times V, mass times velocity. Mass is the number of new dollar customer value. Velocity is our number of new customers. Success is just ahead by focusing on the next 7 days. It's very, very, very important. You get started with the planner, you're right in it, you follow the steps in this video, and you focus in on the next 7 days. Find your average customer value and your number of new customers. Set your monthly goals as explained in the presentation. Add your injections to your top 10 list. Create your weekly injections. Insert into your daily schedule. That's what I want you to do and focus on for the next 7 days. Find your average customer value and your number of new customers. Set your monthly goals. Add your injections to your top 10 list. Create your weekly injections for the next 7 days and insert those into your daily schedule and batch them up, group them up. 5 minutes a day. Do your 5-minute daily focus. Every day you remind yourself there's only two numbers that matter. What are you doing today to boost one or both of those two numbers? Number of new customers, dollar value per customer. Now, if you'd like to promote the planner, you can go to promotemarlin.com, sign up as an affiliate. And the tools and updates about my affiliate program are on my blog at promotemarlin.com. And if by chance there's something that you need support on, you go to www.getyoursupport.com. Never, ever, 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 ever in your life email us for support, because I don't get the emails. We don't respond to them. They get lost. They get buried. They go into the black hole. So always go to getyoursupport.com and use our create a support ticket there, which only takes 2 seconds. You fill in like your email address, and that way you get a ticket number that you can use then to go back and check on our response. And that's it. So if you'd like to promote the planner, promotemarlin.com. Love to have you promote it. Love to have you be an affiliate. Spread the word. This is the only tool that every day, every week, every month gets you focused and keeps you focused on your magic number, on your number of new customers, 30, 60, 90 day customer value, focuses you in on a dollar in, dollar, $2 out, focuses you in on your cash machine. All businesses are a cash machine. No matter what business you're in, there's really only one thing that matters: putting a buck in, get $2 or $3 out. And again, you can customize that to whatever business that you're in. So this is Marlin Sanders, king of step-by-step internet marketing. I hope this has been useful, helpful to you. And that you now see and you now realize why this tool, this planner, is the greatest investment you've ever made, the greatest investment you'll probably ever make, because it is the one tool that helps you ignore distractions You ignore all the noise, zero in and focus in on the only couple things that matter, and break it down as no other tool does, nothing has ever done before, to what do you got to do today? What are you doing today to make the goal for the week and the goal for the month happen, and eventually your goal for the year? This is Marlon Sanders. Purpose of information is not education, but action. Go get to it and have a fantastic, incredible, amazing 7 days with the planner. And beyond that, have some incredible weeks and some awesome months. Bye for now.